Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last weekend, panicked European leaders approved an emergency $125 billion bailout of Spain from the European Central Bank. Funds for this bailout are almost certainly coming from the Federal Reserve, International Monetary Fund, and the Bank for International Settlements, in addition to the ECB. Sorry, all this huge bailout will accomplish is a temporary reprieve. It will not improve Spain's 25% unemployment rate, turn around the crippled real estate market, nor change the loss-generating practices of Spanish banks. The practical result of this bailout is that it will be money down the drain. Since the problems creating the financial crisis in the Eurozone's fourth largest economy have not been resolved, that nation is destined to repeat its failure. This isn't the only major crisis facing the Eurozone. Greece has elections this weekend. Politicians around the world hope it results in a government committed to keeping Greece in the Eurozone, no matter how much economic suffering it will inflict on Greek citizens. Unfortunately, if Greece were to exit the Eurozone, the economic impact on the average Greek would be even worse. A Greek departure from the Euro would also inflict enormous stress on the rest of the Eurozone nations, the US, and other nations. Any bailout that could bribe Greece into remaining in the Eurozone would again be money down the drain. Politicians in that country have learned that it is easier to obtain bailouts rather than solve that nation's economic problems. Further, politicians in other troubled European nations like Portugal, Ireland, Italy, and France are taking notice. As long as the Federal Reserve continues to provide behind-the-scenes financial support for more bailouts, there will be more countries seeking such subsidies. The May 26 issue of The Economist presented its plan to save the euro. It proposed that the European nations adopt more federation-wide regulatory measures, such as for the banking system, rather than leaving such standards to national governments. I don't know if their rescue plan would work. What is certain is that the political fighting within the Eurozone will doom any feasible solution from ever being implemented. The Spanish bailout and whatever is done after the Greek elections are only patches, not solutions. At best, they will merely postpone the eventual failure of the euro. Once people realize that the problem isn't only the euro or the US dollar, but that it is the entire fiat paper money financial system, demand for gold and silver will soar, even more than it has over the past 12 years. Though precious metals prices are now higher than they were in years past, I'm confident that today's levels will be regarded as bargains in years to come. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.